Okay, let's get into Sefer Ezra, Perek Tes. Perek Tes is a perek that doesn't have so much action, but it just has one event. Ezra finds out that the people that are in Eretz Yisrael, Rachman al-Islan, are intermarried. And he davens. Amazingly, instead of giving direct tochacha to them, he davens. And through that davening, which they overhear, they see, they hear his pain, they hear what they have to do. And we'll have to see exactly if there is a tshuva movement. But that's the whole parak. The whole parak is Ezra finding out that they are sinning, and he stavens in the Beis HaMikdash with a broken heart. So let's see what this parak is all about. Second to last parak here in Sefer Ezra. Ukechalos Eila. And when a few months have gone past, according to many, it was just a few months, when after they came to the Beis HaMikdash, Ezra and the ones that made Aliyah with him, and they were gave all the money to the people in the Beis HaMikdash, Nigshu Eli HaSarim Lemar. So some of the princes, some of the people who kept steadfast to the Torah came to him and said, Lo Nivdilu Ha'am Yisrael V'Akonim Alavim Me'am HaRatzos. We have not. The Am and the, even the Kohanim and the Levim have not separated from the nations here. Kiso avoseihem, like the abominations of Laknani, Achiti, Aprizi, Ebusi, Ha'amoni, Amoavi, Hamitzri, Ve'amori, like all the other nations. Rav Schwab just leaves Betzorachian on the order here. Why is Amon and Moav put in the middle of the nations? Ki nasu mi benoseihem lahem v'levneihem, because their daughters we have taken for us and for our children, his arvu zera hakodesh, and we have mixed them in with the zera kodesh, our holy seed, ba'ameha aratzos. V'yada sarim asganim haisa b'mal hazeb rishona. And the sarim, the skanim, the leaders, they were involved. They were involved too. Were they actually involved? The Malbim says in the next parak they weren't moche. They were in moche mitzad arvus. They were responsible, even if they actually didn't take part. But either way, this is a was a terrible state of affairs at the time. The Mefarshim do point out that it only says, Rav Schwab points this out and others, it only says that the men took their daughters. It doesn't say that our women were with their men. Maybe it was a taiva that the men, as we find a number of times in history, the men fell prey to their Yetzirah, and not the women. The men married non-Jewish wives. It does not say, however, the Jewish women married non-Jewish men. Apparently, the Jewish women had kept themselves on a higher level and did not succumb to intermarriage. And we find that. We find that in Mitzrayim, the Rashim Sidkanios, and we find that the women didn't take part in the Chet Ego, and the women didn't didn't want the Meraglim. So again, as the Klei Yocher points out in Parsha Shlach, but either way, this is that's just one ha'ara. But there should be a havdalah. It says here, lo nivdalu. They weren't separated. And many of the Bali Musar point out that word havdalah is crucial, because havdalah, right, what do we say in havdalah? Bein kodesh l'cho, bein or l'choshech, bein Yisrael l'amim. And all of those mean a total separation. Or and Choshech are totally different, as we know. Or and Choshech. Kodesh and Chol are different. Davar v'hipucho. So too in the world of Ruchnius. Ben Yisrael la'amim. There's a separation. We're not saying better or worse, just different. There's different goals. Ben Yisrael la'amim. The Hevdel hu yisodiyu mahutime katze el katze. And they didn't keep this separation at the time, and they intermarried. The Rambam discusses at length in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, the Isser of intermarriage. The Rambam says, Parak Yud Beis, Yisrael Shabal Goyad Mishar Umas Derech Ishus, or Yisrael Shenevel Goyad Derech Ishus. If there is a marriage, it's not just a one-time thing, but there's a relationship, that's an Issadar Raisa with Malkus Menatora. Hare Elokim Menatora Shenemar Lo Seschatin Bam Bitcha Lo Sitin Lebno Bito Lisikach Lebnecha Vechem Mefurish Ayde Ezra. Right here in our parak, Vashalonasam and Osinam Me'aris Vesmenoseim Lo Nikach Levanenu. But that's only Derech Chasnus. If it's Abal Derech Goyad Derech Znus, then it's Makas Maridus Bidivrei Sofrim Bechulu, and the Rambam continues, that's only if the Baal Yisrael, a Kohen, would be violate the Isser of Zona. He talks about Kanon Poganbo, the Onesh at the time, but then the Rambam says, Avonze, Afobish Ein Ba Mises Bezdin. Even though there's no Mises Bezdin here, it's not like being with a Jew, Al Yehe, a married woman, Al Yehe Kal Beinecha, El Yishbo Hefzid She'ein B'Kol Achrayas Kamoso. There's something in this Isser that there's nothing in all the other Achrayas if a man is with a non-Jewish woman. The child is not Jewish. Sha'ben Min Erva Benohu L'Chol Dovar U'Bechal Yisrael Yechashev. Even a Mamzer. V'Abom Min Agoya Eino B'no. Shnemar ki yasir, b'necha me'acharai. He's not even Jewish. V'dover zeh gorim li hidavek bagoyim shehivdilanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mehem v'lashuv me'achari Hashem v'lim ol bo. So what it symbolizes and an aspect of it is something terrible. The Rama writes even in Eben Ezer, in Simen Tezayin, he quotes this Rambam and he says maybe it's even Yehorig Val Yavar. Yehorig Val Yavar. Right, included in the world of Arayos. The Gemara in Erevin also, where Erevin says that Avram Avinu stands at the gates of Gehenim and pulls everybody out of Gehenim, except for those who were with in Obei Kochavim. Bar mi Yisrael sheba al bas Obei Kochavim, demashcha arlaso v'lo mavash gelei, and he doesn't recognize him. Doesn't recognize him. He separated himself, so Avram Avinu is not going to separate him out from the others. Good, so this is what Ezra hears about. Ezra says, when I heard about this, karati is big deal me'ili. I tore my begadim, I tore my me'il, I tore all the layers, as if it was a parent. The emrita misa'aroshi uzakani, and I pulled out the hair of my head and my zakan. Va'esha mishomeim, and I was just in shock. Mishomeim, I was in shock. Rav Schwab says, why was he in shock? Ezra, remember, thought this was going to be the Geula. He already had one disappointment on the way, when only, you know, how many people came with him and met him at the river Ava. Right, that was already saw maybe some writing on the wall. But then we have this Avera, and once he saw this Avera, he knew that this Geula was not going to be the final one. He recognizes this because of this egregious sin, this return to Eretz Yisrael would not develop into the Geula about which the Nevi'im had prophesied, and the Geula Shlema would be postponed for a much later period, thousands of years later, as it turned out, and that's what it means here. Mishomim, he was just in shock. He couldn't, even if before he started davening, he was very upset. But the Pasuk says that he pulled out his hair, and the question the Achronim ask is, how did he pull out his hair? Is there a Pasuk in Chumash? In Issa Daraisa? Now that I put out your hair. Right, losis go to do, you might call it. Right, the iser tav samach zayin. Look in the chinuch. Shlo lehisko deid gufenu kamoshi aso avdika avdavar zara. Not to gash ourselves, and that includes making marks and pulling out the hair. Right, so how could he do this? So says the Beis Yosef and a number of achronim. Says the Beis Yosef, maybe this is only if it's almeis. Almeis is aser d'oraisa. Almeis is aser. That's the only one. That's the language of the. Of the Rambam, the language of the tour, says the tour in Simen Kuf Pei, in Yaredeya, Vikarcha, Losikru Karcha Barosham, Shatolish Bisa Rosho Alameis, Bechomakom, Barosh, Bebiad, Bemisam, that's going to be an Isser. The Beis Yosef says, if it's not Alameis, it's Mutter. The Bach argues, he says, even if it's not Alameis, it sounds like it's Pater of a Lasser, it's still the Rabbanan. But that's the Machlokas. But this one suggestion is that it's not Alameis, therefore it's not Usser. Number two is Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Tosfos and Sanhedrin quotes the Gemara there, Daf Samaches, discusses when Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol died, and they went to visit him, tells the whole story that he was in Chayrim, they sat four almost away from him. Why did you come visit me all this time? They make up a story, it seems like, and he testifies about what's going to happen to a number of them, the Asar Ruge Malchus. He talks about how much Torah he still has to give, and he only got a little bit from his Rebbeim, and he dies. And at the end of the story, Rabbi Yeshua says, Hutar HaNeder, and he was the one that partly started the Chayrim, and then Rabbi Akiva was crying, and the Gemara says, Hayamaka Bibsara Achadamo Shosis La'aretz. He was hitting himself in such pain that he lost Rabbi Elezer that his blood was coming out. So ask Tosfos, how could he do that? Sarat Lanefesh, is it Issa Daraisa? Leka, Demishim Torah Ka'avid. He's doing it for money. I'm sorry. He's doing it. I was just reading the next line of Tosfos. He's doing it for the Torah that was lost. Kidda Amar, like he says in the next line, Harbe Moz Yeshli, Veli Shulchani Lartzosa. What was he in pain from? He wasn't in pain just for the person, but for the Torah that was lost. That's what Tosfos says in Mesecha Sanhedrin, the Torah that was lost. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. It's mutter because of the Chil HaTorah. The Chil HaTorah that's taking place. That was the problem. If you look in the Sha'arim B'Tfilah, Rav Pinkus, he quotes from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on page Lamites. He quotes from Chaim Shmulevitz about how we have to think about our life. We have to think about our life and what the goal of our life is. And when we daven, Kasha Yizbonin Adam Amahu Mispalel. Just think about some of the words. V'tarli Beinu Lo'avdecha B'Emes. Purify our hearts. Shari Belize Lama Lochayim. V'ze Yoser Nechmad V'Nachas Lo'mikol Olam Kulo. Ataras Halev. That's what the life goal is about. And then he quotes this Tosfos. And he says, what's the pshat of this Tosfos? That Rabbi Kiva was allowed to do it because it was for Torah. So he quotes from Chaim Shmulevitz. That the Isser of Banu Adel and Shemakechem Lo says go to do. That's somebody who's Chovel Ba'atmo Kasher Meis Krovo. Because he says, Chasel Lo'es Oso Karov. The Karov is lost. And really, right? His life is not worth living anymore. So how could you say your life is not worth living? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with you. Eich tomar shachayecha inam chayim, kshish borei oiv karbe lecha ma'od ma'od. But if Torah is lost, that's your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been negatively affected. So that is okay to be able to tear on that. And along those lines, there is a thought that's said by the number of the Mefarshim, the She'or Mitzvah Balacha quotes a number of Achronim on that Gemara. Sanhedrin Sabachetz quotes from the Darkei Tshuva. Why do we tear a beged? Why do we tear a beged when we lose a relative, Rachmana Litzlan? We tear a beged because a beged is an outer layer. It's not the person himself. Beged covers us. So by tearing the beged, we show and reflect through our actions that we realize it's only the guf, the outer layer, that's not here anymore. But the neshama is here, the neshama is eternal. The neshama stays in Shamayim. That's the message of tearing the beged. Shekarin begadim al kol meisu inyan tanchumin. The meis rak haguf shu al avush, aval haneshama udenem b'chayim haba. That's where you tear the beged. And that's why if a person tears their body and marks their body, that's the iser. That's the iser of Sarah Lanefesh. Because that would be reflecting that you don't believe in the future, in the next world. You believe that everything was just killed. But if it's Torah, and if it's a loss of Torah, then the essence at least has been removed from this world. Mashenkin ba'adam hanitzrach lo sagi b'kriyas ha-beged d'gav b'pnim yuseinu chasr lanu b'horo b'chachmas ha-torah, and that's why he did it. Doesn't mean you have to, but that's what's suggested. The other suggestion could be, some Achronim say, that this was a harasha. Harasha to show everybody how upset he was and to show how serious it was. Ezra had to do this, right? You're allowed to have yesh call b'ar chachamim lakadorim ben ha-torah b'kum ba'seh for Harasha, like Eliyahu bar Carmel. And here Ezra, one might say that was the pshat. So he heard about this and he stood there and he pulled out his hair. Ve'elah ye'aseifu kol charei b'divrei elokei Yisrael, and to me gathered all people that were keeping the halacha al mal hagola. Right, and on this ma'al, v'ani yoshev mishomeim. Again, I was there al minchas ha'erev the whole day. The whole day I was just in shock. Al minchas ha'erev until the mincha time. Until mincha time. The Mitzvot David says, the total time of the Tamid Shoben Arabayim. The Gemara in Tainis darshins from this, that whenever you have a fast day, you know, you have to spend the day doing certain things. You have to daven, you have to analyze your actions. So the Cheshbon Avonos, the Bedikas Avonos, is done in the first half of the day. Because it says here that Ezra was thinking about it until Minchas Erev. So until that time, that's when they were thinking about everything that happened, and then he was going to daven now. Ubevenchas Erev kamti mita anisi, and then I got up from my tainis. Some say he continued fasting, some say he ate. Ubekari bigdi umeili ve'echra'a alberkai, and I went down on my knees ve'efrasa kapai l'Hashem Elokai. I spread out my hands to heaven. That's something that we picture, right? On the knees, spreading out our hands to heaven. That's in Tanakh, and we find that sometimes in early sources that was a form of tefillah. If you look in Reb Kiva Eger in Arachayim in Simin Peites, he quotes this. We don't do this bezmanazeh, right? We don't go on the floor on our knees and pick our hands up. So Reb Kiva Eger writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah in Simin Peites, he quotes on the side of the Gemara from the Be'er Sheva. Masha'in anu mispalim beprisas kapayim kamoshe vatzino b'mikra kama pa'amim ubezor arkadosh ubepirkei Rebbe Eliezer haynu kima da'achshav ha'umos osim came. The Umos took it over, so we can't daven like that. Kemo, just like Chazal say on the pasuk, Losakam Lucham Matseva, right? Asher Sani Hashem Lokecha. I used to like it. It was Ahuv Bimei Avos, and now it's Sanua. Says Reb Kiva Eger in the name of the Be'er Sheva. It's the same thing with the going on the knees and the Prisas Kapayim upper. So we don't do that anymore. But that's how Ezra daven. Va'omra, and I said, what's fascinating here? The Rabag points out he didn't scream at the nation. Maybe he thought that wasn't going to be effective. People were going to be defensive. He just davened out loud. And he knew people would come and see his pain, and that's the tochacha. Sometimes tochacha is best given implicitly. A child for a parent, sometimes a parent just crying. Sometimes it can have the opposite effect. But different times, a parent has to know what to do, a rabbi has to know what to do, maybe not direct tochacha, because nobody likes to accept tochacha. Right, we mentioned that's one of the hardest mitzvahs, the smack. Sefer Mitzvahs Katan quotes, one of the mitzvahs asay is to be accept tochachachs, lamul arlas halev. That's a separate mitzvahs asay, so it's a very hard one. It's very hard to give tochacha, it's very hard to accept tochacha. So here he did it in an implicit way. Va'om rani davin, elokai, boshti v'nechlamti, right, this is a phrase that we say, a positive that we put into the slichas. Boshti v'nechlamti, I'm embarrassed, I'm humbled, laharim elokai, panay alecha. I can't even lift my head to you. This is Ezra. Ezra didn't even take part, but he's saying, this is the nation. I can't boast even a chlamti. The Malbim says, "Bush is from within, Nechlamti is from without. Ki avodaseinu ravu l'mala rosh, our sins have gone over our heads. V'yashmaseinu gadla ala shemayim, it's all the way up. Mimei avodaseinu anachnu bashma gdola. I see we haven't changed anything since the days of our forefathers. And they lived there. They caused the churban. Ad hayom hazeh. Uba'avonoseinu nitanu anachnu malacheinu koneinu biad malchei haratzos. Right? We're still subjugated. We're not independent. Right? We got permission from the Persians. Bacheru, bashviu, babizu, boshes panim, kayom hazeh. And sometimes we've been tortured and beaten. V'yatokim adrega. Haysa tchina meis Hashem alokeinu. Lasher lanu pleita. Hashem had rachmanis on us. I see we don't even deserve this. Hashem had rachmanis on us to save us, to bring us back. V'lases lanu yateid bimkom kacho. To give us a foothold in his holy place. L'ha'ir einenu elokeinu. To light up our eyes. Ulesiteinu michya ma'at ba'avdu seinu. To give us a little something. Many achronim. From Yaakov Kamenetsky, even earlier. Right, the Aris Vas, Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz. Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz writes in the first chelek, that, you know, you think about it, why does Hashem bring us back to Rabbi Sheni? Why don't you just leave us in Galus? And then, bye-bye Shlishi, he brought us back for a couple hundred years, and then he's going to be Maglus again? Why? What's the purpose? Says Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz in Drosh Dalad. He says, Avachasti Hashem lo tamu, umarabu rachamav, if he wouldn't have taken us back, we would not have been able to survive the long galus. He promised us that we would never forget the Torah. If we would not have come back and gotten that boost, we wouldn't have had Anshei Knesset Gedola. Imagine what life was like before and after. Once they were there, now we have Tefillah, now we have Brachas, now we have Kiddusha V'Av Dalta, now we have Gzeris and Takanos. We have so many laws that they made, because they saw, and amongst them were Nevi'im, they saw what we're going to need for the next thousands of years. If we wouldn't have had them give us a jolt and basically energize us with many mitzvos and takanos and siyagim, then we wouldn't have been able to survive. So it was a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he brought us back. That's this pasuk. It was a tchina, lahasher lanu pleita. He left us. V'im Kain says of Yonasan Ibishitz, Chas v'shalom av the sikvasenu v'atechiena atzamos hayaveshos k'sheini mantar mitzvah Hashem lazos Hashem choshev machshavos lebal yidach nidach mitaraso. Kadosh Baruch Hu has everything planned, and it was all part of not forgetting the Torah. That's what this pasuk says. Yaakov Kamenetsky also talks about it in Parshas Bo as well. Ki avadim anachru b'avdu seinu lo azavanu elokeinu. We're avadim to others, but we still haven't forgotten our avdus to you, Hashem. Vayat aleinu chesed l'fnei melech paras l'aseis lanu michya. And the Persian king has been nice to us and allowed us. L'romei mes beis elokeinu. He's allowed us to come back to lift up beis elokeinu. Shabbos yud aleph. The shul is supposed to be the highest place. Right? L'romei mes beis elokeinu, based on this pasuk. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Simin Kuf Nun, Binyan Beis HaKnesses. Binyan Beis HaKnesses. The Shulchan Aruch says, and Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Beis, Ein Bonei Beis HaKnesses Ela Begov HaShalir. The high point of the city, Magbin Oso, Ashi Gavoa Mikol Bati Ha'ir, Shem Mishtam Shebahem. Right, the highest. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yish Mekom Hashem Nisaram Bazes. Some aren't Nizir. Why? V'kasva Achronim Shatam, T'kivan Sheisham Harbi Bati Ovdi Gilulim. There are many churches and many other Ovdi Gilulim Shogavom Beis HaKnesses. So in Kim Balavach, Yileke Kerle Beis HaKnesses. There are many of their religious temples that are higher, so there's no hacker anyway. Mikol Makom, if you can, Roel Chachilu Lizar Baze, V'chol Ma, She'efshar, if one is able to, but it's learned out from this Pasuk. L'Romim is Beis HaLokeinu. U'lahamin is Charvosav, and they allowed us to be Mamid, our destroyed ones. U'lasi Islano Gader, to help us make Gedarim. What's Gedarim? Rashi. She'godrin Gedar Lishra Mitzvosav. This is a remiss to the Siyagim that the Ashek HaNasa Gedola made. V'Yehuda V'Yerushalayim, V'yata. So you've done all this for us. You've given it in the heart of the Persian king to allow us to come back. And what have we done? What have we done? Azavnu mitzvosecha. Asher tzivisa b'yad avadecha nevi'im leimar, that you commanded to your nevi'im. Ha'aretz asher atam ba'an l'rishta, eretz nidahi. It used to be an eretz that was holy and special, but now it's going to be an eretz nidah. It's going to be separated. Benidas ami ha'aretzos. We're going to have to get thrown out again. A nidah is separated. B'toav oseyem asher milua mipe'al pen b'tumasam. It's full of tumah. So now maybe he turns as he hears a crowd has just gathered around him, and he sees that they're listening and they're crying. He says, "Your sons, don't give to their, but don't give your daughters." So he says both. Right, that's a remez to the pasuk in Kiseitze. Laman techezku va'achaltem es tovares. You want to stay here. You want to be, get, have the best of Eretz Yisrael. Vohorashtem levnechem arolam. Vohorashtem is probably a reference to the pasuk in Maaseh, the pasuk that the Ramban says is the source of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Vohorashtem es aretz. Right, Ezra had these psukim in mind as he wrote these psukim. V'yacharei kalaba aleinu v'maaseinu haraim u'vashmasinu agdole. After everything that happens to us, Hashem still gives us a pleita. Hanashuv lahafer mitzvosecha. Can we possibly be made for your mitzvos to leschatin ba'amei atovev se'ele? We can't. Hashem elokei Yisrael tzadik ata. You are a tzadik, meaning you've given us more than we deserve. Ata ki nisharnu pleita kayom hazeh. We have this pleita. Hinnu lefanecha bashmaseinu. In lama lefanecha. He says, it's terrible. It's terrible. So we'll have to see what the Am does. At the beginning of the next parak, they'll be crying. A major tshuva movement on the horizon. But this takes us through parak Daled. Parak Tes, I'm sorry. One more parak here in Sefer Ezra.